Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
Hi, Kristen. So there you were visiting a friend. Maybe you were someplace you weren't supposed to be.
No.
And things got awkward, maybe. maybe.
That awkward moment, you're staying with a friend and you find a Nazi uniform in their closet.
Okay, that's a good tease. Okay.
Let me break it down for you.
All ears.
Uh-huh. And my husband and I and Jimmy went to go visit some friends who we haven't seen in years. I'm talking, this was pre-COVID. It's been probably like at least 5 years since we've been together in person. Of course, you see each other on social media and text, but we haven't like actually been in each other's presence in a really long time. So
I'm guessing he's been busy at rallies and stuff like that.
Maybe.
He's got his Nazi uniform in the closet.
So we fly to see them. They haven't met Jimmy yet, and their kids have grown so much, and we're really looking forward to this visit. And we arrive, we get into the guest bedroom.
And just to define this friendship, not only have you guys known each other for a super long time.
Almost 20 years.
Yeah, I know this dude too. He's a super quality dude.
Yeah, he is.
Like you would just never, you would never put these two things together. Like if there was a list of people and a list of this infraction, they would absolutely be on polar opposites. You'd go like that dude would never even be close to one of these.
Yeah, like he's bald, but not by choice. Okay, like that's.
he didn't shave his head, is that what you're saying?
Exactly. No, he did not. So we get to the house and we're taking our stuff up to the guest bedroom and we're getting situated. And to make more room, because Jimmy's going to be sleeping on a blow-up mattress, we open the closet to put the suitcases in there because there's not going to be any room on the floor for the suitcases. So I'm there and I'm doing something on the bed and my husband Bart's putting the suitcase into the closet and he goes, I need you to see something. And all he does is he pulls out the sleeve, and it's a brown uniform, and there's the swastika on the sleeve.
I feel like this is right out of a Family Guy episode.
I'm not. And so I'm standing there, and I'm like, huh.
Stunned.
Yeah. I mean, like, just floored. And my brain, your brain starts, all the wheels start turning, right? And you're like, why on God's green earth would he have a Nazi uniform in the closet?
Because there is nothing that's going to come to mind that makes common sense. You
nothing.
Wouldn't say like, okay, maybe it was a Halloween party.
No.
Because it's as big an offense.
There is no like quality reason a person should have an item like this. And it's like real deal uniform. And I just kind of, we just both kind of look at each other and like,
So now you're having the inner dialogue like, do I mention this to my friend? I mean, now what?
Oh, I'm going to mention it. Like, we literally have just arrived. We haven't even taken the first thing out of the bag. So his wife and daughter were not there. It was just he and his son. So we go downstairs, and we're sitting on the couch, and Jimmy is playing with his son, who's older. They're having a big time. And he was so excited to have a little brother because all he's ever known is a sister. So he's super excited to have a little brother. So they're having this really, really sweet moment playing in the living room. And we're sitting there on the couch. And I was like, well, no time like the present.
How do you bring this up?
Uh-huh. And I just go, hey. Why do you get a Nazi uniform in your closet? And he immediately turns and looks at me because, I mean, you have to ask. And he starts dying laughing. And I'm like, I don't really find Nazis funny, but all right. Like, where is this going? So then he proceeds to tell me, that is my daughter's costume closet. She is in musicals, and she was in The Sound of Music.
I knew it!
And she played the role, Max, or she played a male role in the musical, and she was the one that helped the Von Trapp children and family escape the Nazis. So if you're not familiar with The Sound of Music, the musical tells the story of Maria, who takes a job as a governess to a large family while she decides whether to become a nun. She falls in love with the children and their widowed father, Captain Von Trapp. He's ordered to accept a commission in the German Navy, but he opposes the Nazis. He and Maria decide to flee from Austria with the children. Ryan was in this play, and she was the person that helped them escape. And by escaping, they wore Nazi uniforms to escape the Nazis. And so that's why there's a Nazi uniform in the closet.
Literally the only acceptable answer in the universe.
No, Jojo Rabbit. Recreating the movie Jojo Rabbit would be another one, but that's it. That's all you got.
So they, and you know, it was controversial with the parents, because we're talking about like a preteen here, right? That's but they're doing this play and this musical, and they're keeping it authentic. And so it's at a mall where the theater is. So the people had to tell them, normally the kids during intermission and stuff would just like walk around in their costumes. And she's like, you can't have kids in Nazi uniforms walking around the mall. Like, nobody's going to understand. That's not going to go over well.
She's going in there in a Claire's?
Yes. So that's why the uniform is in the closet.
That makes perfect sense.
Yes, okay. It does.
The Bird Show.